On today's show, heads start to roll at Volkswagen as juicy new details emerge about its diesel cheating. Kia shocks the world and comes out with a true sports car. And one company says full-size trucks can hit nearly 40 mpg with its engine. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for all you enthusiasts of the automotive industry. While VW may have settled its criminal charges for deliberately defrauding the U.S. government, but the investigation into individuals who played a role in the cheating are still open. And it's not too surprising when you hear these juicy new details. Get this. Executives approved a script for employees to follow when they were questioned by regulators. Documents related to U.S. emissions were deleted by executives and engineers, and the company's head of engine development told an assistant to get rid of a hard drive containing emails from him and other supervisors. So far, five Volkswagen officials have been charged for their roles in the scheme, and the man who dealt with U.S. regulators on behalf of the company and former Autoline guest, Oliver Schmidt, was arrested in Florida on Saturday while on vacation. But the other five may avoid jail time because Germany doesn't extradite its citizens to countries outside of the European Union. And we'll just have to wait and see if more heads start to roll. Dodge is resurrecting an old name from its past. At the New York Auto Show, it will unveil the Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. As I'm sure many of you remember, the Demon name was first introduced to the Dodge lineup in 1971. And as crazy as it sounds, it seems like the new Demon will be an even more extreme version of the 707 horsepower Hellcat. So stay tuned for that. Still to come, a look at Kia's new sports car, the Stinger.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Back in early December, Kia teased a super secretive announcement ahead of the Detroit Auto Show. Now we've learned that secret is the Stinger, a rear-wheel drive fastback sports sedan. It was one of the biggest shockers of the Detroit show. Here's a company known for offering value-driven vehicles coming out with a true sports car. The Stinger rides on an all-new rear-wheel drive platform that can also support all-wheel drive. It can be had with either a 2-liter turbo 4 or a twin-turbo 3.3-liter V6 that pumps out 365 horsepower. Both are mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. And it will be loaded with all the latest safety and convenience technology. The Stinger is also a very good-looking vehicle. We think Peter Schreier and his team are really knocking things out of the park lately. Look for the Stinger to hit the market later this year. And for more from the Detroit show, make sure you check out our coverage. John was on the floor of the show talking to executives about their latest reveals. So to learn more about those vehicles, you can find the videos on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out our part 2 of our annual Autoline Supplier Symposium today. John sits down with executives and experts from the supplier industry to discuss the issues they face. Look for that coverage on autoline.tv or on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, Acadie's Power says a full-size truck equipped with its opposed piston engine can hit nearly 40 mpg. We'll have more about that right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The 2025 CAFE fuel economy standards begin to ramp up over the next couple of years, especially for trucks. And automakers are concerned it will be difficult and expensive to meet the targets for pickups. But one company says it can help the industry not only meet the regulations, but exceed them. Acadie's Power, a company we've reported on in the past, says a full-size truck equipped with its 2.7-liter opposed piston engine will get 37 mpg. That's 4 miles per gallon better than the requirement. And not only is it more efficient than comparable engines, it's also around $1,000 less expensive because it uses fewer parts. And to prove it really works, Akades plans to build a drivable prototype in 2018, and it will make development engines available to automakers. The Ford GT features a number of innovations, and now the company is showing off another. The supercar is equipped with a new 10-inch wide digital instrument cluster. The customizable display is programmed with 5 drive modes that present info differently depending on what type of driving the driver is doing. For example, in normal mode, the speedometer is the focus, but in track mode, the tach and gear are displayed front and center. Best of all, the new display won't be limited to just the GT. Ford says it will show up in other vehicles, but it did not reveal which ones. Well, that brings us to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.